Melissa Walker Campbell, welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I tell you what, you want to stick around for the next 2 hours as we are ready to hoop it up, and we're going to talk about the Sweet 16. Of course, all of our guests tonight will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas. Of course, March Madness is in full swing already. We have had an opportunity to watch some exciting matchups from Thursday night's action, but tonight we're going to open up our conversation and preview Friday's games that are already underway. Of course, Iowa State and Virginia, and excited to have back with us Lee Klein, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp and the co-host of his new show you've got to check out tomorrow morning, that bracket show that airs 10 to 11 Eastern Time Saturday mornings. Good evening, Lee.
Unbelievable what we've witnessed so far in one of the most memorable NCAA tournaments that I could think of. It has been a wild, wild ride, and I can't wait till next week in Houston at the Final Four.
Well, we're looking so forward to meeting you, and you're absolutely spot on, Lee. 2016 has truly delivered. I mean, March Madness has just been absolutely spectacular. How would you compare this March Madness from seasons in the past?
I think the biggest factor is there's not one team. There's a handful of teams that all have a shot as we approach this. So to me, that's the biggest difference, that no one would surprise you. If we said any team, you would be saying, yeah, I could see that. Anything is possible. But look, if a team could come back from double digits for 44 seconds in a game, anything is possible. We've seen it. This is that year.
Absolutely. And what about the ACC? Six teams into the Sweet 16. That's a record for the conference in a single year.
Yeah, and there's a couple things with it. The first thing is, boy, you know, if you're seated a certain way, you don't think Michigan State would have loved the opportunity to be a one seed,
right,
and not play in Middle Tennessee? So depending on the seating, I mean, how about when Syracuse, they don't have to play in the play-in game where Wichita State does. And so for Wichita State, they had to play 3 games in 5 days. So the seating, ACC was the beneficiary of some great seating. They've taken advantage of it. The teams have won. And we look forward to probably some great representation by the ACC in the Final Four. But it's sort of a little bit loaded in that it's the NCAA committee that's allowed this to happen because of where they started from.
What a great way to kick off our show tonight. Lee Klein, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp and the co-host of That Bracket Show. Check it out tomorrow morning, 10 to 11 Eastern Time. We are getting you set and ready. The Final Four in Houston next weekend. I cannot believe it. And just, you know, from just this tournament, we've seen so many meltdowns. Kentucky, Michigan State. What does that say in terms of, are we seeing more parity in college basketball? Because some of those big, sexy names, they went down.
Well, it's been an interesting year in that there hasn't been fantastic freshmen. It's been the year of the seniors. So the Kentucky recipe of replenishing talent and automatically going to the Final Four, we've seen that, you know, you can't just pencil them in. This was a, you know, they had to step back. They lost a great game to Indiana, but this wasn't the year. The front court never developed and was exposed in that game. Michigan State had a terrific season, and on that one given night, somebody was better. I mean, that's what makes college basketball so great. It's not best of seven. It's one given night. So we've seen a lot of special things happen in this 3 weeks.
Oh, so many buzzer beaters and just some of the best finishes I've ever witnessed. But what I love and appreciate, Lee, is just the quality of basketball that we're seeing.
Yeah, it's been, and part of it is, you know, there's terrific coaching in our game, and that's been, and you've seen that and witnessed that. It's been terrific. But the, you know, the plays that kids make, and it's just, you know, these legends of March, you know, we're going to be talking for years about walk up and the kids from Middle Tennessee State, and you know, those players, end up in the lure of March Madness and of what it is. Same way that Bryce Drew and his shot and Kemba Walker and you know, Shabazz Napier and guys like that. We've seen this tournament have its new host of stars and just guys that can really flat out play, and we'll be remembering them for years to come.
I promise in just a minute we're going to break down some of the games that are already underway tonight, but I did want to get your takeaways on Ben Simmons, LSU. You know, the fact that he's declared himself eligible for what the NBA draft, in your mind, is he still going to be that number one overall pick?
That remains to be seen. To me, if I'm picking and I'm looking for who's going to be the best player 5 years from now, I still believe that's Ben Simmons. If it's about who's going to be the best player next year, who's going to score the most points, that might be Brandon Ingram. But to me, Ben Simmons, you know, his, you know, the shooting aspect, which isn't there yet, is something that we could teach on the NBA level. It's the intangibles, it's the other things that he does we can't teach. So to me, he's still the best long-term prospect in this class for the draft.
Where does he need to get better? I mean, should he have stayed another year?
It wasn't working at LSU. It just wasn't the right fit, whether it be teammates, coaches, who knows. He didn't look to really make the leap that we thought he would. So I don't know if another year there was the answer. It also, what happens is you're under the microscope and people really overanalyze and start picking out some of the things you do wrong. So I think leaving and going to the NBA was the right decision. He's got to get there and he's got to work on his jump shot. And he's got to sort of gravitate to a position, whether it be he's going to be a big point or whether he's going to really be a three, whatever it may be. He's got to gravitate to an NBA position and really refine his skill set for that.
Lee Klein with us a few more minutes at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So right now underway, Virginia, Iowa State. And, you know, there's not a lot of history between these two programs. What are your takeaways? And when you watch the tape, what stands out the most, specifically with Virginia?
Well, you're talking about the second-best offense in the country in Iowa State against the fourth-best defense in Virginia. What Virginia does so well is they kind of get under your skin. They get you out of your game. They figure it out by tempo. They've got some depth there that they run different defenders. Iowa State, really, you know, a thin team, really a six-man wrecking crew that starts, in my mind, while Georges Niang is we're going to miss him after this run in college. Just a special, special player. But to me, the key guy that Virginia's got to focus on is Monty Morris, the point guard. Great assist to turnover ratio. Virginia's got to try to get him out of his game. If they could do that, I think that it's their game. But he's the key. He holds the key for this Iowa State attack. They shoot 57%. Their effective field goal range. They really know how to score the basketball. Virginia's got to do a great job defensively, and their offense at times sort of falls to sleep. I think there's an opportunity for them to really try to punish Iowa State on the inside with Anthony Gill and a variety of different guys.
Of course, Notre Dame, Wisconsin is underway, and Syracuse, Gonzaga a little bit later tonight. What a great way to kick off the program. Thank you so much, Lee. We look forward to actually meeting you in person next week at our Final Four show. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead in hour number one of the Big East Sports Show. Dale Harris and Alvin Adams. Stay close.